What would you consider a short-term project or issue for the city of San Marcos that you would take on if you won an election?
One of the issues that concerns me that can be solved quickly is putting to rest those invalidated positions against water fluoridation, which the Center for Disease Control claimed to be one of the 10 greatest public health achievements of the 20th century. It's frustrating to me that we continue to revive this disproven rhetoric of the past instead of focusing on the future of San Marcos.
I would say making, as a short-term issue, is making our inner city both bike and pedestrian friendly. We can double the capacity of our city streets by creating and promoting a bimodal transportation system. I'm a supporter of complete streets ordinance and an advocate for the safe passing ordinance for cyclists. This, however, isn't enough. People don't ride bikes because it just isn't safe to do so, not because they don't want to. We should focus on providing sidewalk connectivity to allow our pedestrians uninhibited walkability of our city. I walked from downtown to Cheatham Street, on Guadalupe, and back on LBJ one evening. It's scary without lights or, in some places, sidewalks in overgrown grass. We can do better. I noticed one afternoon a man in a motorized wheelchair in the left lane of traffic trying to cross the railroad track on LBJ just east of MLK. There was no sidewalk. We can do better. A second short-term project would be basic city beautification, regular river cleanup and trash pickup, mowing, street sweeping currently doesn't keep pace. If we want a better city, we should demand a more beautiful city. There's a lot of low-lying fruit and I would pick as short-term efforts to improve our city. These are a couple of them.
I'm usually an overachiever, so I picked a few short-term issues. The most important project is Code SMTX. It's slated to be completed this year in March. We must ensure we get this right, as it will be the roadmap to all future development in San Marcos, and I feel it is the most important thing that we are facing right now. We also need to complete our downtown improvement project and finally work out the drainage issues to ensure that our small businesses aren't constantly dealing with flooding. We need to complete the street design improvements on CML Parkway in front of the Chamber of Commerce and work on our city's gateways, which I have been doing so on the Neighborhood Commission. In addition, plans are underway for a long overdue renovation of our City Hall, along with other city offices. We must work to find creative ways to fund this huge endeavor and create facilities that will stand the test of time. I was actually in the city manager's office last week, and he showed me a spot under his desk where the floorboards were popping up. It's really not a matter of them just wanting a nicer place. This really is needed, and I think that we can find some creative ways to fund it and not completely tap our budget out while doing it.
Well, I'm actually on city council, and I know for a fact there are no short-term projects because it takes forever once you finally vote on it to actually be executed. I mean, even the smallest things take a year sometimes to actually be built out. But as far as short-term, immediate situations, I do that daily as I drive around, whether it's a light out somewhere. You can't see the intersection because the bushes haven't been cut. If there's a mattress on the side of the road, my city manager is on speed dial, and I drive him up the wall at least 3 or 4 times a day. So short-term projects, you know, are hard to find in San Marcos, unfortunately.